26th of April, 2018. Hello. Can I believe so much time has passed? 20 years and 10 months, pretty much to the day. Strange, somehow the memory of leaving, preparing, packing, feels so fresh. I feel like I can remember looking into the boot of the car as we tried to fit everything in. But some parts of the memories must have got lost over the years. I can't possibly remember it all. Maybe it's the feeling that remains so strong. But time has passed. I have aged. I'm not the same person now. What do I know now that I didn't know then? Is that too big a question? There is so much I didn't know, couldn't know, and perhaps was better off not knowing. But are there some things that it would have been useful to know? I didn't know that it would take so long to learn Finnish. I don't think it's because Finnish is a difficult language. That's just a myth. I don't mean that it's easy either, but it's much easier to start using a language if you don't start by thinking you'll fail. I made the serious mistake of being silent, carefully listening and learning the words and experiencing non-being. I had no idea that I would learn to be mute and then struggle to re-find me. I didn't know I would get so rooted in Finland. Heck, 20 years ago, I hardly knew where Finland was on a map. I didn't know that I would find a voice in international circles. I didn't know that I would have some kind of charisma in the classroom and so much enjoy engaging with people from so many different places with such different stories and be able to touch their lives. I didn't know I would find the idea of from nowhere to now here so fascinating. Not my original thought, I should add. I didn't know that I would find myself in a parents' evening in a school discussing boiled potatoes. I didn't know that vitamin D was such an essential part of my mental well-being, and that I would look out at snow mid-March and wonder whether spring would ever arrive. I didn't know that, like a plant that only gets sunshine on one side, that I would lean and bend and grow more on one side than the other. So what would I have benefited from knowing? Perhaps knowing that English is a friend and a foe, a treacherous bedfellow. It builds bridges and walls simultaneously, a cheap ticket to advance to go, only to find that the price is almost more than I can afford. No, maybe I don't need to know that at the beginning. It might paralyse or overwhelm. But instead to know that learning Finnish is really important. Through Finnish, another side of me can develop, in another space, through another network. I perhaps should have known before that I don't need to apologise for being me, for being foreign, inconvenient, eternally polite, vacuous. It maybe would be better to know that as I encounter more of the world, I encounter more of me. In the meantime, it's important to find out how things work, keep an open mind, dare to trust those around. Enjoy unexpected treasures and know that the sun will rise, perhaps not every day, but most days. Know that you will put down roots deeper than you know. Local rather than distant places will begin to become part of the story. My story, your story. If something terrible happens, like a chimney fire, neighbours are nearby and willing to open their doors. If Britain votes to leave the EU, it doesn't automatically mean that you will be expected to leave too. In fact, it might well be that during those moments of extreme vulnerability, you find people are closer than you think. You might be a statistic in some respects, but it doesn't mean that that is all there is to you, to me. Know that your view will become wider, your senses sharper, your sense of wonder and bewilderment greater. And perhaps it's worth knowing that the place that is left behind no longer exists, because nowhere and no one remains the same. Yours, Joe.